Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For the listener, we are yet back on the boat. And now, again, ungrounded. Dear ones, this is, again, an opportunity to do something that is unusual. It can be remarkable, and it's something that old souls can do. A golden opportunity, yet again, for a love package of compassion, together in an ungrounded place, to do something that is very quantum. I want to explain something. Before we accomplish on this boat something we have never done in channel, I want to explain something, and then I want to give you a concept that is packed with logic, something that you will understand fully in a moment. The Akashic record of an old soul is filled with experience. The Akashic record is that energy of all that you have done and been in lifetimes of the past. That is how we define the Akash. Can you think of how much must be there? Now, I want to ask yourself, what is it that occasionally surfaces? And that is, what energy is it that visits you most often? And the answer is something that should surprise you. The things that visit you the most often are the difficult ones. The things that would pop up and challenge you. Now, dear ones, this does not sound like a balanced Akash. Because think of all the grand things that are also in there. Think of all the lifetimes of shamanic energy, of beauty, of having children, of laughter, of accomplishment, of leadership. And yet, the things that come forward are battle, war, difficulty, what you have done in the past that perhaps is inappropriate, and even that which some call karma. I want you to think for a moment why that would be. What is it that would make the Akash difficult? Now, dear ones, I want to take you back in remembrance. We, on the other side of the veil, have given you free choice. It is a beautiful attribute. There will be many, even on this boat, who might have difficulty even believing what I'm about to tell you. The free choice has no judgment connected with it at all. If you leave this boat, and that is subjects that have been brought up, perhaps you question. Perhaps you'd say, well, it's not what I've been taught. I'll think about it later. There's no judgment. I'll say something I have said so many times before. Love is love. You are the family of love. The same number of angelic beings will walk out with you as with those who believe this, dear ones. Do you understand this? It's a concept, perhaps, that you're not used to. There is no essential reason why you must believe these things unless you're ready to receive them. That's beautiful. That's the love of God. So listen with an open heart and an open mind. Yirakosh is often something that brings you trouble, not only in the things that you may have done or had difficulty with in the past, but what about the many deaths you've had? Those who drowned have trouble today with water. Those who died on the battlefield carry that in lifetime after lifetime. Some of you have been warriors so often that you awaken in this lifetime and you have the attributes of the warrior. This alone will start not to serve you because it is a dichotomous energy. It's opposite. Imagine a compassionate light worker who remembers killing others on a battlefield. This will cause anxiety at a very basic emotional level. It causes guilt. It is not suiting the master that you are. And yet this is what you get. Why would this be? The answer is this. All of these centuries, you have existed in a low energy, low consciousness, literally in the dark. You have struggled with your enlightenment. Those who've awakened in past lives quite often had trouble because they were immediately fighting the dark and others who wanted to eliminate them. And in the darker energies before 2012, almost all of you had these experiences. In a low consciousness, the things that will then be negative will come to the surface. Did you hear that? In a low consciousness, the things that are negative in your Akash will be the ones that come to the surface. What do you think is next? If you are passing into a higher consciousness and there becomes an elevation of awareness, if you become more aware and start evolving, the old energy attributes will pass away. Therefore, the things that you think are common and that you've always had and that you've always experienced will not necessarily be the truth in the future. A paradigm shift is upon you, and this is a big one. I want to give you a truth. When you start understanding what I'm telling you, you're going to come to a startling realization. Do you understand that right now you're having trouble with your Akashic Records memories as though they were not in control of your own soul? Let me put it another way. You have always been in control of your Akash. Always. You've always been in control of what you remember. Always. But in a darker energy, you always separated it as though the Akash were attacking you, perhaps in your dreams or your daily events, as though it were not even yours or part of you. The new awareness is this. You are in control completely of your Akash because it is you. It is part of the esoterics of the multidimensional soul. As you start to evolve, it's going to be a flash of awareness. It's mine. It's not something that lays in the background to torment me. I can control it. It is something that I have. I live this. Now, there are two things I would like to discuss. Number one is the awareness and the elimination and the beginning of the elimination of the negative things of past lives. And the second is this. With a new energy, you're going to start having memories of the good things. For the first time in human history, the Akash is going to serve the old soul. But not if you push it away as though it were not yours. So the first thing you must do is to cognize, and that means believe and accept your own Akash. And you can do this any way you wish. But the second thing that we're going to do together is going to be a fast track to marrying the Akash in a benevolent way to your mastery. What this means is to skip many of the processes that would then help you do this and have you do it today on this ship instantly. A spark of beginning, a marriage of your Akash to your awareness, to your soul, so you're in charge of what it gives you and in charge of what you want it to eliminate. And the reason you can do it, two reasons. Number one, you're not grounded. Number two, because there's 400 old souls. You can create right now spark of light together that can accomplish this. So let's begin. First and foremost, we need those who believe it to participate. If you're on the periphery of belief and you're just here for a nice time, there is no judgment. We need the ones who are the strongest believers of light in their life and the strongest believers that they can create something together which is bigger than the whole. It is an esoteric belief of the ancients, that groups of you can affect a greater whole. And today the greater whole is the ones on this boat who want to begin to be aware of their Akash to the point where they can eliminate the things that are inappropriate for their magnificence. I need the believers. I want you to pretend for a moment you're going to strike a match. And this match is a quantum one. It has no fire. Instead, it's a match of light. Now, each one of you will have your idea of what color this light will be. And I'm not going to give you a suggestion, because this is the part that is the magic. That human consciousness is going to create this fast track and pass it to those who are wishing to have it on this boat right now, just those of you who are here. Now, those who are listening may very well also participate after the fact. This is difficult for you. For you believe this can only be done in your time frame. What you don't understand is that what you create today is able to be then recreated by those who listen later. In fact, if you decide to listen later, you may even get greater benefit than today, And the answer of why is because this is a quantum exercise. This is a multidimensional exercise. You are not grounded, but you can help the ones who are because of who you are and what you're about to do. Believers, I need you to strike the match. Make this visual in your mind. Any way you can see it, a match of light, strike it now and let it grow into the matches of all the others who have the mastery of light. You can feel this. I can feel this. You're so ready. Oh, ungrounded ones, keep this ball of light right here with the 400 of you. And let it sit in the middle of the vessel. And everything inappropriate in any past life is going into the light right now. This is the fast track to allow you to come out clean and fresh and ready to receive the benevolence of the good things that have happened in your life for centuries. The beautiful things, perhaps, that have never surfaced before. Let the ugly things be consumed so completely that they will never bother you again. And if they should even start to, you can address them because you own your Akash. You own your Akash. It is not something apart from you that's going to bother you for the rest of your life. You own it. Let this light shine brighter and brighter to the point where it is literally part of the vessel itself and part of you. Let the captain feel it. This is real. The multidimensionality of consciousness that is concentrated is being measured in coherence on this planet by scientists. This is not all esoteric. This is science. It is physics. And you're participating in the edge of this, which is also that which is part of the love of God. The Creator that is in you has been asking you for this, has been asking you to be here. What you're doing right now may affect the rest of your life. And it's the reason you came on the boat today. And you'll only be feeling it a little later. And it'll start in your dreams. Let the light shine bright. Keep the light shining bright. Let this affect all who wish it to be affected. Believers, keep it bright. Hold it. Just hold it. Let it burn. All the inappropriate things. And now put it away. Bring it back. There are some on the boat who will say, what a nice exercise. There are some on the boat who will not understand what happened. And there are some who will be changed forever. I want you to know something. What you do with your Akash today will affect all of your future lives. You don't start over, dear ones. This is a quantum effect. There are many of you who said, I am tired and I'm not coming back. Yes, you are. And the reason is this, dear ones. Because in this new energy, you have a renewed Akash. You won't make the same mistakes you did before. You will awaken with wisdom you didn't have before, young, ready to go into a new energy. It's not going to be anything like you've ever experienced before. That's why you're coming back. You would not miss the party. Dear ones, this is what the old souls do for old souls. And you could only have done this by being ungrounded and together. There is no dysfunction in this. It is not an esoteric exercise completely. There's physics behind what you just did, but it affects everything that you think you are. What is your belief? We return to the first channel as we close. Do you believe the Creator is inside you? Do you now have further evidence that you are part of everything? If you are part of everything, that means you have a say in what happens on this planet. You have a say. Make it count, old soul. Make it count. And so it is.